Well, I know that we have a couple of people that have registered, more than a couple, even some people that are working down at City Hall are excited to be participants this year. They saw it last year, and they're jumping in for the fun on Sunday, July the 30th.
Okay. What is your registration points? Where do people get in contact with you when they want to register for the Subaru Triathlon?
Like a lot of things today, everything's done online. If you go to trisportcanada.com, that's trisportcanada.com, follow the links. You can go through there and choose the race that you want to participate in. Go through all that process, and then we'll see you at the start line on Sunday, July the 30th.
Well, we get to July 30th, Greg. What do you anticipate your numbers will be in terms of participants?
You know, we had a great participation level last year for the first time, and all you heard at the venue and after the fact was how great of a venue and how great support we had from the city of Owen Sound and the surrounding municipalities. So, you know, Fred, if we get between 400 and 500 this year, I know the organizers are going to be really stoked about that number.
We're with Greg Nickel, the Owen Sound Subaru Triathlon coming up on July the 30th at Kelso Beach Park. Tell us about the area that you have cordoned off as your start and finish area.
Well, we're going to start again at Kelso Beach Park at Neowash Park there. The swim, depending on the water levels, Fred, will be varied. Last year we had a phenomenal start to the day, and then a bit of an east wind showed up, so we made some quick adjustments there by the crew. The bike course heads straight out Great County Road 1 all the way out to almost about 12 and a half kilometers north of the Women's Institute corner there, just south of Kemble. And then the run is just on the Inner Harbor walls, and we had so many compliments about the whole venue last year, the cleanliness of the water, the great venue that Kelso Beach is, with the finish line in the amphitheater, and then the roads being nice and clear, very good support from our community all the way through.
Is the swim the biggest challenge that you encounter in terms of your planning, Greg?
Anytime you're using what we call big water, is a bit of a challenge, right? And then we've had some fluctuations in the Georgian Bay water levels. And last year, we had a pancake flat start. We had our friends from Canadian Coast Guard come and join us, and it looked fantastic. And then with a little bit of a wind break up and any kind of wave action, swimming outside of a pool is a bit of a challenge for anybody. And so we're going to make some adjustments to that this year, watch the water levels, and make sure that is as safe and as user-friendly as possible.
Finally, Greg, we're 6 months away from the event, and some people may wonder why we're teeing it up so much, but preparations are well underway. What do you need? What would you like to see from a volunteer base, or what's your greatest need right now?
We had a great group of volunteers, Fred, last year. And I mean, the city of Owen Sound, as we saw over the last weekend, has such a great community support. And people that want to volunteer, as you get closer to the day, I'll probably chat again. And if they want to reach out to me directly, they can through either Facebook or reach out to me personally. That's easy to do. And then, you know, they can start to think about if they want to be at the start line. The day before is very much of a challenge to make sure you have all the equipment training that you need to do. And as we talk 6 months out, it gives people the opportunity to go, you know what, I want to do that. I can set my goal to be at the start line of the Owen Sound Subaru Triathlon Sunday, July the 30th, whether that's the sprint distance or the Olympic distance, or maybe you want to do the duathlon, the run, bike, run. We're open to anybody, and it's a great environment. People that were down there last year just thought, wow, this is a pretty cool event for the city of Owen Sound.
Finally, Greg, your contact numbers, if people are going to get in touch with you.
Yeah, give me a call at 519-372-6221. Shoot me a text or reach out to me on Facebook or Instagram. They're pretty easy to find, and that's greg.j.nickel.
All right, we'll be talking periodically as we get closer to the event. All the best with your planning and progression.
Thanks, Fred. Thanks, Steve. Have a great day.